Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Thursday morning, the 11th day of August, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. If you're in Durango, Colorado, you can tune us in at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet, you can tune us in from our website. We're always streaming, ksje.com, or you can ask your smart speaker to play KSJE. That works as well. You can also watch us, though. This is a community-supported visual radio station. That means you can watch us on the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we welcome everyone who has joined us this morning, because our topic today is starting with economic development. Arvin Trujillo from Four Corners Economic Development is my guest in the first part of the program. Hope you'll stay tuned and hear our conversation about all the efforts going on to boost economic development in the community and in the region. That conversation starts just moments from now here on KSJE. And then later on this morning, I'll be speaking with former Aztec School Superintendent Kirk Carpenter. He is talking about school safety these days, something he knows all too well about. We'll be talking with him later on today at 8:50 a.m. on KSJE, so stay tuned for that a little bit later on this morning. Next hour, of course, Mick Hess will take us roving with the arts. He is the host of our classical music program, and today he is playing music from Telemann, 12 Fantasias for Flute, coming up on the program after the news at 9 o'clock on KSJE. You can also connect with us on our Instagram page, and if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, places like iTunes and Pandora and iHeartRadio and Google Podcasts and Spotify, and the list goes on and on and on. So check us out and discover a new program that you may have missed on one of our podcast apps that's out there. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, as we take a look at the campus from a few moments ago, it's a beautiful sunny morning so far, 70 degrees at the studios, humidity 57%, and we are expecting a partly sunny day today, according to the forecast. Maybe a bit higher chance of a shower, scattered shower this afternoon, about a 50% chance, 89 for a high in Farmington today, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 65 degrees. Partly sunny then for tomorrow and Saturday with highs in the low 90s and overnight lows in the mid-60s. Another bigger chance for rain showers, scattered showers on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Highs in the low 90s again and overnight lows in the mid-60s. Well, let me introduce my guest who is here with me this morning, as I mentioned. From Four Corners Economic Development, Arvin Trujillo is back with me for his regular visit. Always appreciate him making time for me in his busy, busy schedule. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be back again.
Good to have you here. And we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the events you have coming up. I wanted to ask you about some of the events we've just been through going on right now. Of course, the San Juan County Fair and the County Mac World Series, of course. I would think that those two events have a little bit of something to add to economic development in the region, don't they?
Well, you know, we're building on those types of events because the big piece to that is bringing notoriety here to the Four Corners area and particularly to Farmington. So as we get visitors to come and take part in these events, at least it gives them an opportunity to see the area, hopefully stay in our hotels, sample our restaurants and our food, etc. So again, what I'm beginning to see is, you know, sometimes these types of events help us when people are looking at retirement or they're looking at relocating somewhere. they get impressions from different communities they visit. And so this gives us an opportunity to really look at those events to bring people in.
Right. And those families that are coming here for the World Series, for example, I mean, I would think that maybe if they're thinking about a vacation, you know, and they've been here before, but they were kind of working, or at least the kids were working, if they're on the baseball team, maybe coming back next summer and just playing tourist instead of being in the baseball World Series.
Yes. I mean, there are a number of opportunities as you bring those folks in. More importantly, what I found is that there's a lot of information that passes word of mouth. As they go and they talk to their friends, they go and talk to their relatives. We've gotten folks who have come in and eventually have relocated into the region because they heard something from somebody they knew. And so it gave them that curiosity to come in, take a look at our community. And in many cases, it was something that they were looking for. And we've been blessed to have people come and move back into the region here.
Right, right. And the county fair is another example, I think, even though it's mostly locals, right, regional
right.
draw. But again, attendance and just drawing people in and having them spend some money at the fair, and maybe while they're in town doing something else or in the region doing something else. I mean, that's another event that we're talking about.
That's a real plus. I mean, as you begin to look at people coming in, people have to eat. If they're far further away, they have to have a place to stay. As they travel around, they got to buy gas. They're here. They see some of the retail opportunities here in the region. They go and they shop. And so, again, we see benefits from folks coming in and doing those kind of things. So these types of events really help the area. And we're working with our municipalities and our local folks here in the region, the different nonprofits, seeing how we can continue to look at these types of events. The plays that are being done over at the Civic Center, you know, those are events that will bring people in. So, again, things like that are real beneficial to this region.
Very true, very true. And you brought it up, so I'm going to do the shameless plug because you brought it up. But tonight is opening night, everybody, of Annie, of which I have a very tiny part. But it's on stage tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, 7:30, next weekend as well, and a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. And that's all I'll say about that. But there's more information online. But thank you for mentioning it, Arvin. And so, but all of that, obviously, you know, and we have a lot of organizations that are working on these common goals. Yours is one of them. The Convention and Visitors Bureau certainly is
yes.
tasked with attracting tourists and visitors to the area and things along that line. And I know there's various levels of economic development, right? And of course, ideally, it'd be great to have somebody come in and build a giant gigafactory and hire 10,000 workers and things along that line. I mean, that's certainly doesn't happen everywhere and every day, but there's also smaller things that I know you are doing and working on to try to help existing businesses, but also attracting maybe some of those businesses that want to expand or relocate or what have you. And that's been an ongoing goal of Foresight.
Again, that's something that's really important to us. And really, the community needs to be recognized and congratulated on how they are working and how they are supporting our local businesses and how a number of our businesses are beginning to grow and develop. You've got our recent Edge Award winners, Lagos Resources with the McWilliams there. They're continuing to develop their business. They're growing. We're seeing more activity in the natural gas area. You look at Sunglass and the Freeman Brothers, and they've expanded now to the full Four Corners area with
right.
not only a shop here in Farmington but Cortez, Durango, and Pagosa Springs. You see that growth happening. You're looking at up on the hill, Sulzer EMS. Again, Joe Day is there and his crew, and they've really been expanding and looking at what they can do in the region, how they can begin to expand their services and bring needed revenue into the region. And they're doing it not only on a regional basis, but, Sulzer, for instance, has clients out in California. And so, again, these are businesses that are working hard to do these things, and it's only through our support that we can really begin to understand what is happening. As I've stepped into this position, I've learned more and more about economic development, what that really means, and how you bring communities together. And it's not just one shop. It's just not one individual or one organization that's going to make this happen. It's going to be a collective group. It's going to be a regional group that comes together. And that's what I'm beginning to see right now. The one statement that I keep hearing a lot of times is, you know, we know we're transitioning in the energy area sector. Mm-hmm. But people have indicated that they look at this region, they say, you know, the folks here aren't just putting their heads down and say, oh, woe is us.
Right.
We're all stepping up and we're beginning to look at how we can make it through this next challenge. What opportunities are in the horizon? We've got a number of projects that we're working on. And so again, we're really pleased with the kind of participation. I'd like to get more, because again, this is a community effort. And the more you're informed, the more you understand. I think there are areas where you can assist, not only us, but the Convention Visitors Bureau, the Chamber of Commerce, the local United Way. All of these organizations are there to provide support for the community. And so, again, the better you become knowledgeable in these areas, I think you'll find areas where you can be a part of that or you can assist.
Right. And certainly a lot of opportunities. I think there's been a lot of efforts to provide resources for folks who maybe want to start a new business and, you know, want to maybe re-career or get retrained and things along that line. So those opportunities are available for folks. You mentioned one of the companies that won the Edge Award of having customers outside of the area. And I know that makes your eyes light up because those are those economic base types of employers and jobs, right, that are bringing in new money into the community. And so that's important for a healthy local economy.
That's correct. And again, looking at those, and you mentioned those startups, there are a number of startups up there. There are a number of people who are looking at their ideas and what can they do and how can they be a part of this effort. And so they're taking that next step, looking at, okay, we want to try to develop a business that will be successful and that is something that we can really be proud of and begin to employ people. And so again, I'm seeing both sides of the spectrum on this. And I'm really not only appreciative of the community and the support that they give, but also looking at what businesses have done to build themselves up and grow and develop. And then those that are just now starting, you see the amount of effort and time they're putting into their businesses. And again, our job is to provide that support, find ways that we can provide possible training, help their knowledge base. And so again, as we're doing that, we're also kind of looking around at different factors that are going to be coming down the pike here, namely the state legislative sessions coming up.
Right.
The Navajo Nation is going to be electing a new president and essentially a new council. You're looking at what's happening right now in the regional area in terms of some of the issues in the energy transition area. And how does that affect this region particularly? Not only San Juan, but the local Four Corners region, including the other three states.
Right.
So again, a lot of factors coming into play, but you know, I really feel good about where we are right now. I know people want it faster.
Well, that's true.
And right. they would like all of this to, as you indicated, you know, have this mega industry come in and build a huge facility and have thousands of jobs and et cetera. But again, we're working at this step by step and we're building the necessary components in order to get to where we can be an effective recruiter of new opportunities.
Sure. And I would imagine that you and your staff are always looking at these requests for proposals from companies that maybe want to relocate and things along that line. It's not like you don't look at those at all, but that's a very highly competitive field, right? As these companies look to relocate. And so you're in the running with maybe 30, 50, 75 other local companies and things like that, or states and locations and economic development folks that are trying to attract them as well and dangle incentives in front of them and whatever the case may be. So I know you and I have talked before about your efforts to help encouraging local businesses to continue to be successful or maybe even expand, because that they're already here and they've already made the investment in the community, and kind of that's maybe more low-hanging fruit, if you will, than maybe trying to attract these big deals from out of state to come here.
Well, again, it's a process, and that's what I'm learning now. Mm-hmm. You've got to build that base, and that's what we've got going right now. We've got the Salzers. We've got the Junipers in restaurants. We've got the Pesco. We've got these companies out there who are building the base and providing those services and developing the expertise here in the region. We've been blessed because of the power plant industry as well as the mining industry. We have a very strong technical base here. We've got San Juan College, which is building on that and helping us with a further development of our employment skills. And so again, that coupled with really working on helping these companies develop those services so that as we begin to go and recruit and as we begin to go and begin to sell this region, we can also sell the idea that there are services available to help support those industries that wish to come in. And again, people are beginning to notice us. We're learning the site selection process more, a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's just not going out and soliciting companies to come in. It's a process. It's looking and working with the state. It's working with different site selectors and understanding what they're looking for. What can we provide? And then how do we sell this area? Yes, we don't have rail. We don't have true we don't have true air services yet. But we've got those pieces moving and in place. We're looking to bring internet into the area. And so again, as we begin to do these things, how do we continue to sell the region? And so we're getting better at doing that. And we're looking to work with all our community partners, our government entities, to really look at how do we begin to do this? How do we work together to achieve some of these goals? And so that's been a real... not only a challenge, but it's also been a real eye-opener for me because the community has been coming together.
Right. Let me ask you to clarify one thing that you just said about you're working to bring internet to the area, but we have internet. You're talking about more high-speed, robust, almost like fiber optic types of internet, right, for some more heavy-duty types of applications and things
yes.
like that? That's what you're talking
That's
about.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm looking at bringing high-speed internet in the megapixel
right.
Category rather than looking at the thousands of bytes, looking at millions of bytes that could be transferred. Because again, that helps with our video aspects, that helps with our data transfers, that helps with our communications much better. And so again, having that more robust high-speed fiber optic capability builds on our ability to bring businesses and companies in because that's what they're looking for.
Right. And I think more redundancy too, right? In case one link goes down, the traffic can just be rerouted somewhere else. But if you only have one connection or two to the larger internet, you're kind of stuck if something goes wrong. And I think right now we're kind of on a main line from Albuquerque to maybe Denver or Salt Lake. But other than that, that's about where we are.
Right. Right now, our main connection is from here to Albuquerque.
Right.
And we are somewhat the hub for the Four Corners region because everybody comes into this area and then it goes out to Albuquerque
right.
to get connections there. What we're looking at is building other paths coming into the region. So as you indicated, we have redundancy. We have different paths coming in so that should one line get cut, communities aren't left without internet, which in some cases we have right now.
Right. Well, and it affects so much more than just the ability to download a video or post to Facebook or something like that. If your business relies on that or your phones rely on that, we've seen 911 services become affected and interrupted when there's an outage of internet service and things along that line. It really is almost like a utility. You really need to have it on all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a way that we do financial transactions now. Everybody
sure.
carries a credit card. You know, not many of us carry much cash anymore. But when that goes down, you see the stores suddenly having signs in their store saying cash only.
Right.
And so, again, that hurts those businesses. You're looking at, as you indicated, how they begin to communicate with one another and how they can get information shared with one another. Many people are moving to the internet to do that because, again, before we used to send information via mail and et cetera, but that's just too slow. And again, we're looking at those opportunities. And more importantly, you look at the communications aspects, not only from a business and financial standpoint, but looking at emergency and emergency support and those types of things. And so again, the internet is becoming more of a staple within our efforts. And so again, as you indicated, it's becoming more of a utility than anything else.
Yeah, I really think so. And for businesses too. I think there's a lot of businesses that just rely on it so much, from design to communication to billing to just whatever, a lot of things. You mentioned one other thing that I want to make sure we have time for, and that is the election on the Navajo Nation, of course, and a new president and maybe a new council, or at least new council members perhaps. And you have done, I think, a lot of work reaching out to our neighbors who are just across the river or out to our west to try to work with them and partner with them on some of their economic development efforts. I mean, the Navajo Nation has a lot of the same goals, I would think, and they want to provide jobs for their citizens. And, you know, we've seen them put major investments into the area with the Northern Edge Casino, and certainly they're investing in the mine and maybe a power plant down the road, who knows. But, I mean, they've got a lot of, I guess, skin in the game, if you will, for trying to make this area economically viable as well, and to provide more jobs and more opportunities. And so there's ongoing efforts with that, right?
There is. And again, the Navajo Nation, which is to the south and to the west of us, are an integral part of this Four Corners region. And they are looking at economic development. They, just as us, have relied very much on the oil, the gas, and the coal industry. And with those changes happening, they're looking at how they can begin to transition. How do they begin to look at new opportunities, or how do they position themselves looking for new opportunities? And so again, they're going through an election right now. That's going to be an integral part of the discussion as they move forward. We'll be listening to that. And again, I would hope many of our local area folks listen to that. I mean, really, at times, you know, people think, well, that's the Navajo Nation. It really doesn't have anything to do with San Juan County. So why do we need to? It does.
And I rolled my eyes when you said that, because I know that's just not a good way to look at things, because we are really interconnected in so many ways.
We are interconnected. And if we want to do anything here in this county, we have to go through the Navajo Nation. And so, again, it's a matter of understanding where they're at and what they're trying to do. And are there ways that we can work with them? We have many companies who have developed relationships with the Navajo Nation. We have many companies who employ Navajo people. And so, again, there's a real connection there. And so as the nation goes through these discussions, not only is the Navajo Nation going to get a new president, but all 24 members of the Navajo Nation Council are being reelected or under election right now. And right now, I think there are about four incumbents who did not make the first round cut in the primary. So
there'll be new people in those seats.
There'll be new people in those seats.
Right.
And then, again, each of the others are going to have to get reelected. And so, again, there's a lot happening right there.
Right. You have an event coming up that includes the Navajo Nation, because you've reached out to an enterprise that the Navajo Nation has set up that it really is focused on what we're talking about, I think, this morning. It's in their name, the Navajo Transitional Energy Company. And so you've got an event coming up next month?
Yes. On September 13th, we've got our next economic development breakfast briefing coming up. And we've invited Mr. Vern Lund, who is the new CEO for the Navajo Transitional Energy Company.
NTEC, it's called,
NTEC,
right?
NTEC, that's correct. Yeah. And again, they are an integral player here. Everybody knows the reach that BHP had in this region. And so NTEC owns Navajo Mine. They also are part owners of San Juan Generating. I mean, not San Juan, Four Corners Power Plant.
Okay.
And so, again, being in that position, they also have a lot to say here in this region. And they continue to work, and they continue to work within the community. They have a presence here in the community. And so, again, we are going to be opening a session up with him. And we're going to be inviting everybody to come out and basically have him speak to us about what he sees for NTEC. What is the vision for the company as they move forward in these times? And how do they want to continue to be a part of this region? And so, again, I think it'll be a real eye-opener. It'll be a chance to have Mr. Lund introduce himself to the community. And again, it'd be an opportunity to listen and ask him questions, and we're really looking forward to that.
Nice. And again, it's coming up on which day in September?
September 13th,
okay.
Which is a Tuesday.
Got you. And these are always open to the public?
Yes.
Just have to kind of maybe register ahead of time?
Yes, we'll have the registration coming up soon, and we'll have more information about Mr. Lund and the what we want to share or what we want to provide to the community in that. And again, we're also still working with... The rail is coming.
Mm-hmm.
We got the working group going. We're feeling comfortable with where things are at right now. We're hoping to start community meetings in the near future here to begin to initiate and introduce folks to the team that's working on this project and what we're wanting to achieve. And so those meetings will be coming up.
Right. Very good. And that, again, and with the rail project, you know, the Navajo Nation has to be a partner in that project with you.
That's correct.
And the other governmental agencies are also partners in this project.
Yes. I mean, the rail's going to have to come from, we're going to have to connect to the I-40 rail corridor.
Right.
The only way we can get there is through the Navajo Nation.
Right. And they see the benefits, I think, of that too, at least, you know, the way we've been talking about it, right?
With many people see the benefits of that. And what I'm doing right now is I'm outreaching to the chapters because I want to educate them. I want them to be able to take advantage of having rail come through their region. What can they do? How can they participate? How can they see benefits for their particular chapter, their particular community?
Right.
And so, again, it's a learning process. And so we're reaching out. We're not hiding anything from anybody. We're reaching out to folks. We're talking to them. We're seeing what kind of training we can provide in terms of connecting them with other resources and et cetera. So, again, economic development, as I indicated, is a community effort.
Right.
And the better we're at this and the better we build partnerships, I think the more successful we're going to be.
And let me bounce back. We're talking about our internet conversation just a few moments ago. And again, the Navajo Nation, another major player in some of these conversations, right? I'm thinking, you know, if you had a fiber optic link from Farmington to the west, that would include Kirtland and to Shiprock and maybe across to Kayenta and down to Phoenix, you know, then those communities all along that corridor would also get access to the more reliable, faster, high-speed connection.
That's what we're looking at right now. And in fact, we are in discussions and we're continuing to work with the Navajo Nation and some of the companies that they've partnered with who are wanting to connect into Phoenix, Arizona. And again, they're looking at bringing what they call backbone internet services, meaning fiber optics at that speed where you're getting millions of bits of information moving through a fiber optic system. And again, it's at higher speeds. You have these companies who are looking at larger companies wanting this type of information, being able to connect Phoenix to Salt Lake City, Phoenix to Denver, Colorado, and having that information transfer. But they would come through our communities.
Right.
We would have the opportunity to tap into that type of infrastructure.
And that may develop more businesses like data farms and storage and server farms and things along that line that we hear about that are being installed in other locations
A tremendous amount of opportunities. We've got the electrical power available here. Having the internet coupled with that would really open a lot of doors in terms of what we have here. We have a fairly stable climate area, geological area. All of these things add to us being a good location to bring these types of infrastructure into. But again, we are building that foundation. We're working through these processes. We're building these partnerships. And again, I just can't stop but congratulate this community on how they've been working to really help foster these partnerships. And in some cases, helping in leading these efforts, because somebody has to go out and do it. And yes, there are times that we've got to sit through some initial discussions that aren't very pleasant, but it's a way for people to get things off their chest. Once it's off their chest, then we can begin working on things. And so again, it's a learning process for everybody. And we're kind of taking those first steps, and I feel really good about what's happening right now, Scott. It's been exciting. We're looking to continue our achievements as we move forward. But again, I would stress to the community listening, you know, we've got our website up and going, www.4cornersed.com. Take a look at what we're doing. We got our strategic outlook on there. We've got a Lepke team, the Lepke associates who are here helping us, working on target industries. We got all that information on there available for people to take a look at.
Right.
We've got information on the different communities. And so, again, there's a lot of information that's there that people can tap into to begin to really begin to educate themselves about economic development and maybe even identify a niche or an area where they might be wanting to participate and be a part of this effort.
That's very true. Very true. Well, Arvin, I appreciate you coming in every month to visit with me about the efforts and the things that are going on. It is kind of a daunting task, I think, when you take a look at it. And there are a lot of other communities maybe faced with similar shifts in some of their longstanding partners for economic development and that have maybe shifted and not maybe been so forward-thinking about what to do and the what-ifs and what's coming. And so I appreciate your coming in to share with me what you're doing and Foresight is doing. And with the help and support of the local governments, of course, and state and federal officials as well, to try to guide us through some of these turbulent times and look at what's next. So,
you know, it's that, but you know, the way we got to look at it is, yes, we got an elephant in front of us, but the way you do that is you just eat one piece at a time.
Well, there you go. All right.
And so that's what we're doing.
Okay. Thank you, Arvin, very much. Good to have you here. That's Arvin Trujillo, Four Corners Economic Development, my guest here on KSJE. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. The musical Annie, Thursday through Sunday, August 11th through the 14th, and the 18th through the 21st. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or 505-599-1148. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.